A California car company today is launching yet another electric car onto the road. Tesla will start selling the Model S, S as in sedan. Until now, Tesla has been known for a pricey sports car that's popular among the environmentally conscious elite. This Model S is aimed at a lower income demographic, lower being a relative term here, though. To talk more, we called Michelle Krebs. She's senior analyst for the automotive information website Edmunds.com. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The price of this new Model S is $57,000. Who does Tesla think will buy it?
Well, I think they want to expand to a wider audience. The previous car was a two-seat roadster. This is a four-seat sedan. And yes, $57,000 is still a hefty price tag. And by the way, that's the lower priced one. They go all the way up to over $100,000 depending on how much power you want and performance.
Well, people, though, are making a big deal out of the affordability of this sedan because Tesla's previous cars were costing six figures. So how does one come up with 50 grand? I mean, can this really be a mass market car?
Well, mass market is a relative term here. It's certainly not mass market by General Motors or Toyota standards. Tesla says they're going to make 5,000 of these this year and then increase the production next year. So it still really is a niche vehicle. And in fact, electric cars in general are niche vehicles.
So, but in terms of its production, what does this say? Is it the future or is this just a car that would be fun to have for those who can have maybe an extra car?
Electric cars are, they're slowly making progress, but one of the bigger problems is we don't have an infrastructure where you can just go charge your car at work or you have to have a charger at home. People are leaning more towards hybrids or plug-in hybrids like the Chevrolet Volt, the Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid, so that they can still have that gas engine just in case.
Why? Because people, when it's a purely electric car, people are a little bit afraid to get out onto the open road? Because, I mean, they don't have electric stations like they have gas stations.
Well, exactly. For example, I was driving an electric car a week or so ago. I looked up how far I had to go. I knew I had 80 miles of range, and that was like with perfect conditions. And it turned out to be a very hot day, so, you know, I saw that charge go down. Well, I was a little nervous. Was I going to make it home on this charge? And you can't just pull into a station, top it off, and make it all the way home. So there is what is called in the industry range anxiety, and that's where people are leaning more towards hybrids and plug-in hybrids because it eases that worry.
So cars that are not purely electric cars, I mean the hybrids, how are they doing in general?
Well, in general, they follow gas prices. So we saw an interesting phenomenon this year. Gas prices started to go up in February, March, and April, and we saw all these cars, we total them all together, electric cars, hybrids, plug-in hybrids. 50,000 were sold in the month of March. Then gas prices ease off and the sales start going down. So they clearly follow gas prices. Now, they're doing better than they were, say, a year ago. And we're going to see more and more of them on the market, and they're becoming more and more affordable. For example, Toyota just introduced an entry-level Prius called the Prius C. It's like about $20,000. Well, that seems to be hitting the sweet spot, and they can't build enough of them. They are in very short supply. If you want one, you're going to pay full list price, and you're going to have to probably wait in line.
Michelle, thanks very much.
Hey, anytime.
Michelle Krebs is senior analyst for the automotive information website, Edmunds.com.